Hi, it's Sean Vanderpool with First Class Real Estate Luxury Living, here to help you reach your real estate investment goals. If you're ready to purchase, sell, lease a residential or commercial property, I'm the realtor for you. You can reach me at 281-713-0832. Again, that's 281-713-0832, and I would love to help you make your move. Hi, welcome to an episode of Denim and Blazers. I miss seeing everyone. I'm here today with Miss Jessica Eblin.
Hey. How are you? Good. Thanks for having me today.
I'm so happy you're here. Jessica's the broker for First Class Real Estate Luxury Living, my new home, actually.
Yeah. And,
I thought it'd be a great time for you to come in. Yes, it was a good move. Tell me about your real estate journey.
Okay. Let me know if you stop hearing me or anything, but I've been in real estate for almost 10 years. It's been a long time. And I'm not one of those people that got into real estate in the first year I met selling hundreds of homes. No, I first came in, it was a struggle. I was with one of the larger firms where most people go to when they first get into real estate. And it took a sister. I sold one my first year. I sold one house and one lease. I was literally
sound about right.
I was at that firm every day, door knocking, because I didn't know anybody that I only knew my grandma and grandma that owned the house. I didn't know nobody else. So it was like I had to start from scratch. So it was a little hustle tussle. But I knew from leaving my job, which I did love my job, but I was like, it was a dead end cubicle job. And some of the ladies was retiring, you know, the old ladies, they come out there and they was retiring. I was like, oh my God, is this my future? Like, this cannot.
No. Something else has to be happening.
This is it. Like, this cubicle is it. So got into real estate because I've always been, my dad was a builder, my husband's a builder. So even when I was working at the other job, I was working for a few custom home builders on the side during my days off and stuff like that. So I was doing marketing for some custom home builders and stuff like that. So they all said, you get in real estate. And I did the same thing a lot of people do. I don't want no job where I, you know, 100% commission. I need my check. And I'm so glad that God made me uncomfortable at my previous job. He made me uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. I bust a move. So, and then went to real estate.
You did it.
Time I was like, it's sink or swim and ain't no turning back. It's like, I got to swim. Like, so, I'm like the baby bird pushed out of the nest. I ain't coming back here. Y'all have been embarrassed me. I ain't coming back here for the job.
I got this. You flap those wings. Yeah. So, you know, you talked about your experience just hopping out there, being in real estate, selling. What made you go with First Class Real Estate when you decided to become a broker?
Well, when I became a broker, I really wanted, it wasn't about just like, oh, I'm keeping all the money to myself, you know. I wanted to provide more value proposition for my agents, you know, because there's so many brokerage firms out there that don't really give back to the agents as much as they possibly could. And I feel like what we offer to our agents is so much. Like, it's as much as you need and as little as you need. You know what I mean? It's whatever spectrum you need. You need us. It's a lot of things that we use as agents. After being in the business for a long time, you think of these hindsight 2020s, like, dang, if I would have known that back then, I would have started with a CRM. I would have done this. I would have done that. I just love that. What happened was I'm going to tell you, it cost me less money going with First Class than being a broker by myself. Even I spent more money with another broker, another broker. But when I was by myself, I had my own CRM, and I was paying, I would say $300 a month for that. I was paying for a dot loop that was like $50 a month. I was paying for lead sources. That was like, yeah, I was paying. After you get through adding all that up, I was paying a good penny a month just for. So with First Class, like literally the fees are so low and I have not only access to all the tool system I used to use, but even more. And even the tool systems that like KB Core, I had, I think Lines, some cheaper like Lines or something like that. But I wanted KB Core, and KB Core, they, when I called them as an independent broker trying to get them, they were like, oh, that'll be like $1,000 a month, like $1,000. And then I was like, if I bring on an agent, it was like $500 more. It was just, it was astronomical. So when I found First Class through, it was crazy. When I found First Class, I was listening to this guy named Joshua Smith. I stalk him on Facebook. Well, on YouTube, because he does a lot of videos for real estate agents. He interviews agents all over the United States. He interviews agents that have sold over 100 homes in 1 year, right? So you're like, and they tell you exactly what they're doing. They tell you exactly what the game plan, what they tell you the tools they use, how they do. They don't hide nothing. So I used to watch them, and then, you know, and then listen right now. Oh, I don't like them people. No, I ain't doing it. You know, but like, you know, what are you good at? You have to enjoy what line you do. So from him, watching him, one of my mentor, my now mentor, Ryan, who is the franchise owner of First Class, was on there, and he was talking about, you know, joining First, open a franchise with First Class. And I was like, oh my God. And he was telling me all the benefits. And then the cool thing is, we are going to the extreme where we're going to have our own title company. We're looking at opening our own mortgage. We're looking at insurance, so many things, and all that benefits the agent in the long run. You know what I mean? So there's an end game plan here. And he shows you, lays out the framework on how to do it. And that's how I met him. And when I saw it, I was like, this is a no-brainer. And all of this was cheaper than me operating my business independently. And I can bring other people on and let them partake in it too. It was a no-brainer.
That's really cool. Cause you know, it's like from how I've met you and just my experience with you, you can tell your work as a real estate agent yourself plays into the way you run your business as a broker.
Yeah. I get told that's not good sometimes. But yeah, I put my heart into it because I really want my agents to be successful. When I was with other firms, I'm like, we could offer it's so many things that we could offer it to our agents. Why not do it? You know what I mean? It's not much skin off the back if you play the cards right. But so many people big brokers are very top heavy, so they can't really afford to really give those benefits to the agents. But I think that I could tell you in a year, First Class is about to really shake some shit up. They had EXP had a huge, oh Lord, should I say that? I might have to edit it out. They had a big conference, and little old us who've been franchising for 1 or 2 years, we came up in conversation. Yeah, at their big expo. And it's like, it's kind of funny.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, it is beautiful. Okay. The big dog on the street trying to do
something's going good. Something's going right. That's good. Yeah,
absolutely.
I love it. Are you enjoying the process of working so closely with agents and coaching them through the sales process? It is sales. It's not like, you know, houses just
so it is different. It is sales, but now, okay, so when I'm dealing with a client, I'm dealing with them getting the deal done, closing, getting their money. That's the end goal, is the money. When I'm dealing with an agent, it's a little bit of a different, it's more not managing, but trying to show, it's just different. It's managing people, right? So it's a whole different thing. So I've had to learn over the past few years, and as we all do, we're expanding, growing. So this is the next stage in my process. And I'm telling you, I'm not perfect, but it's working with people and knowing, I'll give you a close off my back. It's knowing when to stop and let them do it. You know, you don't, you want to, you guys, when you want to work together, when y'all pushing the thing together, you don't want to be them on your back and you doing all the work. You know what I mean? So you have to know when. And also, I think it's setting expectations and being clear and upfront with people. That's what I really, try to be that as much, you know, because I don't like anything hidden, because I come from HR, you know, it's like, listen, this is it. This is what it is. So setting expectations. What I've learned too, you've spoken to a lot of people that oh my God, everybody named Mama got their real estate license, right? So I feel like sometimes people oversimplify what we do. Do you know what I mean? Like really oversimplify what we do, not seeing how much work comes into it.
Yes.
If your husband, because I know my husband did, my husband, he's like, my God, real estate. If anybody that lives in the house with a real estate agent that's been successful, they will tell you, no, this is a lot of work. So it's really, how do I enjoy working closely with agents? It's really pushing that, yo, this isn't easy, but it's okay. Cause it's worth it in the end. Cause you're doing it for you, but you gotta put some skin in the game. You're not going to get anything out of it if you don't put anything in. But yeah, it's just, so when I see, it just irritates me when I see the value in people, I see and they're not pushing, but I love it when I see those people that go out there and I'm just like, oh my God, look at you. You're awesome. Like keep going. You know, I just love it. Like, I love it. But it's just sometimes getting people off and rolling so they see their potential is just different, because I'm not saying nothing, but when I was an agent, my broker, look, he only time I called him was I need some. I just get out of my way. Like that's how, when I got to where I knew I was moved out of the way. Just send me the system. I got it. Oh, we do that. No, thank you. I got it. You know, I don't like, just get away. You know what I mean? But you got some people that are like, do it for me. You know, it's like, well, come on, you got to be pro. This is a business. This is your business. You have to be proactive. You have to be, you got to be, what's the word?
Self. I know it takes a lot of self-motivation, discipline, time management.
At the end of the day, I feel like if you cared about your client more than you cared about that check or yourself, that would just come naturally. Do you know what I mean? Because if your client has hired you to do a job, find them a house because they have X deadline, you're going to be like, shoot, let me get this going. What are we doing right now? This one just came on. You get the car. Let's go. You know what I mean? You would have that. But some people don't have. They just, And it's just like, come on, girl. Come. But it's just
gonna take a little bit more than that.
You know what I mean? That's how I feel. But I really enjoy helping people. I really enjoy seeing agents grow. And these people, I love the agents that are just like not playing no games in real estate. If you're an agent, team leader, broker, owner, that's like, you're not playing no games with real estate and you want to make a lot of money and take it to the next level, first class is where you need to be. It's just where you need to be.
Brokerage is growing. But you do take time, whether it's virtually or whatever, to get with your agents and train them. And, you know, I'm sure as it grows, we'll get more people that train as well. However, you know, it's just nice that you you actually do that. And even with, I remember one training was going over the fact of, you know, you have different types of clients. Some that want phone calls all the time, some that don't, or, you know, just going through that different aspect with it. And I really hadn't experienced a broker that literally went through that process with me, you know, other than just, you need to get out there, sell, social media, you know, just all this different stuff. So that was actually nice. And it kind of reeled some stuff in where you'd be like, okay, that do make sense. Cause I know how I am as a person. You call me every day, I'm going to be like, look. But then you have other people, they need that. They require that. So it's just cool that you do that. So what all does First Class Luxury Living offer their agents?
Well, we offer, okay, so we have a whole bunch of lots of first class locations. We have some general things that all first class locations offer, but then we have some specialty things that first class luxury living offers, and I'll get into that. But I want to go back to what you were saying. One thing I promised myself that I was going to do as a broker, anytime I hear, especially from people where I'm seeing a lack, I try to fill that gap in. But one thing I noticed when I was at another at other brokerages where you like, okay, I know how to fill out a contract. How do I get clients? What's the process of this? I want so badly to make sure that my agents understand, hey, you're going to put it, what you're going to do is first, you know, a process of get those people, do this, you know, do that. Now, and understand that there's a difference between different types of leads, you know, and what to expect from these leads, what to expect from online leads as opposed to what to expect from these people that know and trust you and how to handle these differently. Because if you're going in, doing online leads and expecting them to just tomorrow want to buy a house, not saying it doesn't happen, but statistically, no, they usually take about 3 months. You know what I mean? Really setting expectations for people. Not saying, oh, well, don't do online leads. No, do them because they do pay off, but understand this is a timing. You know what I mean? So I was like, I want people to be upfront with me. And like I said, always set expectations. So doesn't mean you don't do it, but at least you know the time. And so that if it doesn't pop off, you're like, oh, I did this Zillow and it just didn't work. Well, okay. Right. It's not that it didn't work. You have to keep working. You can't call somebody back one time and think, oh, they didn't answer the phone. You know what I mean? It's a little bit of follow-up, you know. But anyway, so back to your question. First class, oh gosh. And this comes into what we were talking about. Like one of the main things that I love that First Class offers are, let's talk about the benefits. We have, I'm going through here. Sorry, I got my little cheat sheet down here.
Nothing's wrong with it.
We have a, and if you have any questions about it, we have two different payment plans or like structures where you can come in as an entrepreneur agent where you get a keep 100% of your commission, or you can come in as a partner agent where you're more handheld with me. And then a few things that we offer that a lot of people don't offer. We offer transaction coordination services. That is, we'll put the lockbox. We'll give you the lockbox, the sign in the yard. We also reimburse you for photos. We have a transaction coordination team that is bar none. I'm telling you, those girls on our transaction coordination team, they know their stuff. We have people, we have aces in their place, and we got some real good aces. I'm going to say jacks. We got jacks in their place. We got some really good girls. And because we have agents that don't always do things, they really do help to educate on different, even though we talk about this all the time, in real estate, we always learning and change, things change all the time, verbiage change and stuff like that. And they're really on it, making sure they're on top of all the changes, what's going on, and making sure you're a rock star, making sure that everything's timed and going out in a timely fashion. Just in the end goal, making you look like a superstar to your clients. That's what we're here to do. So a transaction coordination team, they're amazing. They'll even like, well, not I can get, I could really get into them with them, but like I had an issue where I had showings all day. I had a showing in the morning and afternoon with sets of different people. So in the morning, they love this house. We want to write an offer. And I'm like, great. But I had to go run to another showing, right? Let me tell you, before I had my transaction coordinator, this is when I knew I had to get one. I had my showing and I was like, no problem. I'll get that written up. They were, we want it now. We want it now. And I'm like, so, you know, I did my job. I called a listing agent, let them know that the contract, the offer was coming. Don't do anything. He said, wasn't going to do anything. But behind the scenes, my client doesn't know that. Well, he doesn't, but he doesn't understand that. He's like, what is she doing? Because I had another showing afterwards. He doesn't understand how you, we saw a house at 9 and you not going to send me the offer till 5. He didn't understand that. So once I finally got together, I'm sending the contract, ghost. I don't hear from him until like a few weeks later. He's like, you know, the agent calls me and says, hey, I got an offer from your client, but it didn't have you as the listing agent. I'm like, what? So he had a he was hiding the pants for this house, and I understand. So he had his cousin write up the offer. They got the house, blah, blah, blah. And a few years later, I get a call from him. He goes, Jessica, I want to apologize to you. And I said, oh. He says, I'm now a licensed real estate agent. I said, mm-hmm. And well, I was like, what you know what I did to you? I was like, I know you was wrong, you know? But you got to learn to get and put yourself in their mindset. But when that happened, I was like, oh, never again. You know, never again will I miss out because I was one person and had a net, and then I hired Heather. So I know Heather, like, hey, I got this. Can you start writing up an offer for me? Yeah, I pay a little extra money to write offers, but we have someone here at First Class that you can tap into, a team. It's not just one, it's three or four girls over there that you can call and say, hey, right, write this up if there's something out of scope that you need. Even as an independent entrepreneur, 100% agent, you have them.
Right. That's what I was saying. I was just sitting there thinking that, like, even as an entrepreneur agent, you can still have access to their services. So that's awesome. Yeah.
So the transaction coordination is just amazing. Listing, if you're a new agent, you know, buying the signs for you, that sign, lockbox is hard. It's $100. The sign might be $150. All you have to do is put your rider in there. We provide that for you. We even give you open house signs where you can check them out, check them in. We provide, and the cool thing, let's get into it, is we set you up with your own email, Gmail account, provide training. We have some pretty good training, not just mine. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to just bat myself, but we have some, I must admit, I feel like I'm the baby. So I'm one of the youngest, not youngest, but maybe probably one of the newest. No, not the newest. Mm-hmm. I'm not even the youngest, but I'm going to say, as far as our broker owners at First Class, I feel like I'm down here. Because we have some really, like, oh my God. Like when you're in a room with, if you're the smartest person in the room,
you got right, time for a new room.
I'm the lowest person in the room. Down here, everybody else loves you. Oh my God. But these guys and girls that we get to collaborate with come from all over, different backgrounds, and they're different perspectives, and they really open up your eyes, and they help me as an individual, as a broker owner. I've been checked before in a manager's meeting. It was funny because I was like, not checked, but he's like low key threw some shade at me, and I'm like. But it's great because they people that have teams that are like they have 200, 300 people on their team, and the way they think is a little different. And so I could see the progress between when I started last year to this year because I'm like, oh, that's what he was talking about. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
I even feel like when I was my old broker before I became a broker, bless his soul, I love him. But he was like, you know, you're gonna get tired of just doing this selling homes, and in my head, I'm like, what you talking about? This is a life. You know what I mean? It's a home. But you do get to a point where you're like, oh man, these streets is, you know, not for me, you know, get rolling streets.
It's a hustle.
So the next thing is you want to take to next, you want to become a broker. You want to train other people. You want to make them, but it's a process. But it was funny when he was telling me that 5 years or a few years before I got my broker's license, I couldn't see, but it was like, he's up here in the helicopter and I'm down here in the forest. He telling me to go left. And I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about, all these shoes. I'm not going left, okay? I'm not going left. I'm going this way. You know what I mean? So it's just, it's right. The you people are at. So even my mentor now, it'd be funny if he's watching this. He's always telling, you know, what do you recruit? What's the problem? The solution, recruit? What's the solution? Recruit? I'm like, and he's right. You know what I mean? And at first I'm like, dude, I'm the type of like, I want to straighten up my house first. Get these people together to appoint them recruit. But he was right. He's like, no. He's like, if you keep recruiting, you bring on some other people that are, they're going to see, oh, shoot, I see some other people. I can do it. You know, it's not, because everybody thinks it's the broker's fault. You know, it's you. But then when they see other people coming on doing and using the same tools and taking it up here, they're like, oh, well, maybe it's me. Do you know what I mean? It's like,
right.
So I'm just sharing that with you because that's his perspective. Because I was like, what is he talking about?
You know, like,
but we got some good trainers. But, like we have Troy teaching listing university. And
see, like even with that was cool. It's like a whole training, and then it was even recorded for when, because I was caught up, you know, and I went back and I literally could put it on. Okay, that makes sense.
And we put it in our back end page, you know, we ain't gonna share where we put it, but we have it in there so all of our agents can go back. Hey, I got a listing appointment. Let me look at this. Let me read through this. Let me just play this in the background so I can get this in my head. Because anything you want to do, it needs to be a craft. Do you know what I mean? You need to, once you start learning that craft, you don't have to know the verbiage verbatim, but once you get a style for it and know the direction you're going in the conversation, you could just flow and it seems natural. Got people like Troy, and we got some other ones that are just, girl, when I first started talking to some of them, I felt like they were speaking Chinese to me. I'd be looking about,
and Google it.
Now you're like, oh, I know what you're talking about. Like, you know what I mean? You've ever been there with someone speaking so the lingo, you like,
or you hear it, but it doesn't register till later, and you're like, oh, okay, now I get the pieces start falling together.
Even when you don't understand, it's important to hear it. Do you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's important to start hearing it so that it starts registering. And it's the cycle of, you know how you have to tell your kids the same thing over and over again? Like, until it registers. And that's what Ryan tells me. You got to tell them over every training. You got to start off talking about this. Talking. You got to keep repeating it, keep repeating it, keep But you have me as your branch operational manager. You can always text me. If I'm not available, you have Madele. And I'm telling you, Madele is just like the second me. Like, if she knows I'm in, she'll
text me what
to do. And technique's going on, and I just respond back. Like, Madele's texting you, it's pretty much like me. You know, Madele is the sweetest thing. Our agents are what's important to us. So just, all I ask is everybody just keep in touch. Keep connected. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I don't know what's going on if I don't know and we're not connected. You know what I mean? And keep us in the loop. But one big thing that we have that I love is KB Core. That bad boy is a beast. It is a CRM system, even for new agents. I know some people are like, why do I need one? If you're not sure why to need one, HAR has a really good class that talks about utilizing a CRM. Even if you don't have KB Core, use something. But here at First Class, we have KB Core. It's one of our one of the things in our technology packages, and it is amazing. That thing, it can put your business on autopilot as much as you want. You can do it manually if you want to, if you're very tech savvy, or you can have them boys put it on automatically. And even if you had to put it on automatically, it's still less expensive than you going out and even hiring a virtual assistant.
It's nice. I like it. Especially if you know you're not great with, it keeps you on track.
We're
horrible. Sends you text alerts and email alerts. It's nice. I like it.
You get your KB Core, your website. They're pushing there. We give you your listing presentation and your listing and buyer's presentations and your booklets. Client care. You have First Class University, where we have all these types of trainings. Ryan used to be, I think, a short sale specialist. So he goes through how he does that. So whatever you want to specialize in, we have somebody that's done it and they kind of break it down for you. And if you like watch their video, you still have questions, you can reach out to these people. These people are people that want, they're okay with that, you know? And other broke, man, did you ever go to Big Brokerage, the two letters?
Which one? I didn't go through them.
Karen Walters.
Yeah, no, I never went through them.
No, it was easy good for training, but once you get to a certain point, you like kind of left on your own. And and I get it, you know, you had a lot of big name brokers when I went there. And they didn't put the time, because there were so many agents that would just fall through the cracks. They weren't wasting their time talking to us and sharing how they were getting their leads, what to do. I had one person that went above me. He told me about Kohl's. And Kohl's is where you can get all the phone numbers for a neighborhood and auto dial. I was like, wait, what? And I was like, I try to share that with you guys up front. Listen, y'all want for sale by owners? This is where you go. You want to do this? This is where you go to grab that information. No, it's not free.
And that doesn't happen.
No, a lot of brokerage owners, they don't share it. And then some of them don't even know. Do you know what I mean? They don't share anything. So I was with a broker firm, but they were just like, try to do a contract, get out there. And you're like, well, where do I go find these people? You know what I mean?
And that's really like, I mean, the contract's most definitely important. So I don't want to, but that is like a fragment of it.
Yeah. If you don't have any clients, writing no contracts.
Right. And even just understanding what you're actually putting in the contract, you know?
We have a lot of stuff. We do, if you're a top producer, they have a President's Club where you get a exclusive all paid tropical getaway for our agents. If you sell over 100 GCI, that's really easy, guys and people. Listen, that's one house a month. You guys got that. It's only January. Come on board. You got time to get in there. And then we have our top producer events. We have a lot, like our listing book, like, you know, if you go to other brokerage firms, they're going to make, especially big brokers like the Keller, you know, they're going to make you pay for stuff, but we have it all there, like script booklets. Like, don't take advantage of the things we're giving away for free, because we have your script booklets, 100 different ways to get listing leads. We have our, most of my agents get this booklet where you can sit down and really plan your, what you're going to do the next quarter, you know, really just put it down there and put into action, because real estate isn't difficult. It's just that we are really bad at follow up and follow through. But with KV Core being that backup system.
Follow up, follow through. I'll remind you to do both. Person is interested in joining the team. What's the best way for them to get in the mix?
It's best to give us a call at 888-228-4535. You can see that. That's probably backwards. Yeah, but it's 888-228-4535. And if you're a team leader and you're wanting to see how numbers compare up where you are to coming over here, or you want to join or form a team, you want to look at those numbers, come on over, and I'd be more than happy to go through that with you and look at all of the tools and systems we offer. One thing we do too is client concierge. We have all kind of discount programs for our agents, renting cars, traveling. Like, there is so many benefits. I can't even really go through it all right now because I just bore you. But if you have questions, I'd like to do a, you know, I could definitely sit down. And we are growing. I'm currently looking for staff as we speak. All day I've been on interviews with people. So,
hey, well, I have enjoyed talking to you.
Well, I've enjoyed talking to you too.
And we'll get some more agents. Y'all come on over to First Class Real Estate Luxury Living. I appreciate y'all tuning in. And again, I will post the information for First Class Luxury Living. If you're interested in becoming a real estate agent with the team, it's a great place to be. I'll see y'all next time.
Buying a new home, people buying new homes need to understand, because I used to specialize in new construction. I kind of still do. I love new construction. That's my thing. But you need a real estate agent when you're doing new construction. I don't care what you think. You go in there for that sales rep. The sales rep does not represent you. Even the contract that you write geared towards that freaking the builder. So you going in there.
And thinking, also the mindset of
what?
No, I mean, it's almost like they think, I don't know if they think they're going to save some money or something. I don't know what the logic is, but I'm like, it's not going to hurt you.
I can bring you some people that have been burned hugely by not having a real estate broker and going to the builder directly. And not all builders. I'm not saying all builders are out to screw people. I'm not saying that. But no. When you have somebody looking at all aspects for your benefit and theirs, you can. It's usually a mutual thing. But if you're not doing inspections and you're not having nobody advocate for you, and it doesn't make sense for a buyer not to go anywhere and not get advocated for, because generally, I don't know if I can say this, but most of the time, the buyer's agent is paid by the seller's agent majority of the time. So if you're not even fronting that cost, why not have somebody come and represent you? It just doesn't make sense. So use an agent. Yeah. Special.